Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. It is just Damo and Straney because we're in the same studio. Michelle in Melbourne working out of her closet at the moment. But it was a good show this morning.
It was a good show. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, and it's a strange world. It just goes to show you can do anything nowadays.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. And you know what? I'm getting into the closet tomorrow, so I'm going to be in there with Michelle tomorrow. I'm going to do my show from home.
Are you?
Why not?
Is this the new thing? This is what we can do, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
All right, I've got to clean out my closet.
Gives me a chance to come out of the closet as well.
Well, you've been wanting to do that for a long time, haven't you?
A long time. Woo, I'm out! All this week we are
getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Yes. Okay, we're not getting to know me. We're getting to know Michelle Laurie, who's, she's sitting in now for Jade while Jade's on maternity leave. Michelle, I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, hello. Hello.
I'm sure so many people did.
This is just something you're just getting used to.
He's only human.
Only human.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What was I doing in your dream?
No, you.
Let's drill down into that.
Well, all right. You know what? You came up to me in the dream and you said that you had a 2.5-year-old. And I was like, I didn't think you had a 2.5-year-old. I was convinced. And you were like, I have a 2.5-year-old and the nappies are getting out of control. And it's like, geez.
Gosh.
And I walked in here this morning thinking, so Michelle's got 3 kids. Do you have 3 kids, Michelle?
No, I don't. I've only got 2 kids and they're twins and they're 11. Gosh, I was boring in your dream, wasn't I? Was I wearing something interesting? How was my hair and makeup?
I think it was a pantsuit. I think that's what it was. I'm sorry, it was nothing exotic or anything like that.
Not much razzle dazzle, is there, in that dream? I'm going to have to really step it up.
You turned her into Margaret Thatcher.
Unfortunately, that's what my dreams are like. I get into bed, and that's what actually happens. I go into plaid land, you know? It's just like, oh. So you've got 2 kids, and your kids are gone back to school now?
They're back at school. They went back to school last week. Yes, they're in year 6. You know, the big kids at school now. So cute. It's so cute how they talk about being the biggest kids at school. And it's adorable. And they've been at that same school since, you know, kinder. And we've known these kids, and particularly because we were locked down for such a long time last year. And so I feel like every time I turn around, I see a face that I think should belong on a small person. And now it's on a big buff head. You know, I see these kids who've just grown up into sort of almost teenagers now, and they're all like, you know, hi, I'm Michelle. And, you know, oh, my gosh, they're so cute. Yeah. It's so funny watching kids grow up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, and it happens so fast. I mean, one day,
does it happen so slowly? I mean, some days, don't you think, oh, God, is this ever going to happen? Are they ever going to? When do they learn to just, like, take care of themselves? Don't you ever have those days?
Oh, yeah. I'm just hanging out for the day that my eldest son, Jarvis, can drive and drop my wife and I to the pub and pick us up afterwards. I can't wait for that day.
Same. I was just saying that, like, 2 or 3 days ago. When can you drive?
That's why we've had our kids. We've had them so that they could drive us to the pub.
Yes, I know. And actually, I used to think, before Uber Eats, I used to think I had them so they could stay on hold with the takeaway shop. But now we don't need them for that.
No.
And soon we'll have driverless cars, and then we won't need them at all.
And what a life that would be, Michelle.
There you go.
What a morbid thought. Yeah. So twins at 11 into year 6, this is a big year for them. How do you go with, you know, teaching them at home as well? How do you go with homework?
Well, I don't. We're just sort of conscientious objectors, to be honest.
Nice, I like it. That's the best.
We just never did it. And that's my answer to that problem.
We just never did.
I mean, they read. I go and have a bit of a read, and then that's pretty much we've left it at that. High school, I suppose. High school will be a bit different, but we'll worry about that next year.
Come on. Up until year 6, does it matter?
No, not at all.
I know
all the teachers waking up in the Illawarra right now and saying, "Yes, it matters."
What a way to start.
You know, you do you, boo. That's what I say to the teachers. Yeah. Hey, you do you, boo. I'll make the sandwiches. You do the teaching. And somehow they'll get to 18 and I'll see you there.
Yeah? Michelle Laurie joining us for quite a while. Jade's on maternity leave. And all this week, we're going to get to know Michelle Laurie just that little bit more as she joins us bright and bubbly in her walk-in wardrobe out of Melbourne.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yes, too.
Why does it always rain right at pickup?
Exactly. Doesn't right. It? Yeah, it does.
Mother Nature knows exactly what Mother Nature's doing. It's just like a cruel trick. Yeah, cruel trick.
Mother Nature laughing at all mums at school pickup going, gotcha again, without the umbrella. It's 10 to 7.
Hey, well, what'd you get up to over the weekend, Michelle? Did you get up to much?
Yeah, we wandered around a lot because it was very, very beautiful weather in Melbourne, which, as you know, is, you know, rare, unlike the stunning Illawarra, where you guys, I mean, it's just, you know, beautiful one day, perfect the next, right? I mean, I know that's Queensland's slogan, but yeah. The Illawarra is always beautiful, right?
Well, I like that you're saying that. Ordinarily it is, but I got to say, we've had a lot of rain. I mean, geez, over the weekend here it was nuts. It was just rain continuously.
Yeah.
My kids were going stir crazy over the weekend. Just, and you don't know this about me, Michelle, but I have OCD, okay? And like the real type of OCD.
The real one. Yeah, not the one where someone goes, oh, I've just got OCD about that. Like, yeah. It's just like I've got OCD, you know? Like, yeah. I just, it's like I've got OCD.
Oddly enough, that does sound much like Damien.
That does not. except the problem with me is I have to say that 7 times.
Oh, yeah, otherwise you can't leave the house. You're one of those guys.
Otherwise there's going to be a natural disaster.
It's there.
Yeah, but, you know, my kids are the weekend, so I like things in a certain sort of order, and I do go with the flow. All right, and so I'm not one of these. I'm not a control freak or anything like that. But but sometimes it can get on top of me. And over the weekend, it had been raining, and the kids were going nuts. I had to do a recording session upstairs, so I said, "Okay, look, I'm going to do this. You guys, kind of tidy up or do something." All right, I went up, came downstairs, and suddenly, this is about an hour later, I noticed that the dining table had been converted into a ping pong table. All right, with a whole bunch of books in the middle working as a net. I was like, oh, geez, the chairs had been pulled out. They were in the living room. There was stuff everywhere. They had a whiteboard keeping the score. I was like, oh, geez, okay.
That didn't work with the old OCD?
It didn't. No, it didn't. Oh. And I felt like Grumpy Damien had just arrived into the house. So it was just, yeah, Grumpy Dad.
Yeah, life is normal.
Yeah, Grumpy Dad. And I said, you know, like that. I said, look, I'm finishing off my session. Come on, guys. You've got to do a job in the house. Clean it up. Get it going, okay? I went off. Came back about another hour later. Honestly, guys, they had gone through the recycling out the back, okay? Holy moly. Have you heard of this show? Holy moly. Okay, we're going to be chatting to Matt Shervington later on because Holy Moly's on TV tonight. It's a put-put-gov.
Yeah.
Well, the kids have been watching some stuff online. They had taken every piece of recycling. We're talking bottles. We're talking pipes.
Oh,
they had built. They had fashioned put-put courses throughout the house downstairs. No. The ping pong table was still up. Honestly, it was like a frat house. It genuinely was like a. It was like the Bashimi kids got in there and just went and destroyed the place. It was
And I
was free. And then I said, you know what? I looked at my wife and I said, well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And and I got in there. And I tell you what, I had a lot of fun. I was playing away there. I was enjoying it. I was beating them.
That's so wonderful. That's amazing.
I had an awakening. That's what actually happened.
You've had a breakthrough, babe.
I did. I had a breakthrough. Now,
gosh.
It was short-lived because eventually, you know, I had the
OCD kicked in again.
I was like, okay, guys, listen, I tell you what, if I get this next put in, you guys are going to clean up the whole house, all right? Get it all, put it all away.
And if I get a hole in one, you're all moving out.
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're living with the neighbors.
Wow, that's massive, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, it was a breakthrough. Now, unfortunately, I did not get a hole in one. And I also did not put it. So when I get home from work this morning, the house will still be like a bomb shelter.
Oh, no.
You get the chance to clean up. Nice work.
Kids are gone to school. Guess who does it?
Yes.
They know my OCD will have me cleaning the house.
Yeah,
it's just scandalous. That's what it is. It really is.
Oh, actually, I'm moving in. I've just realised. That's awesome.
You beauty.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, listen, your kids. Okay, let's get into your kids. You get on really good. Now, what are your kids' names, Michelle? Louis
and Dali. I know you're struggling with Dali, aren't you? It's D-A-L-I, Dali.
Dali.
As in Salvador Dali. You know the painter?
Dali.
The guy who painted the melting clocks and all that?
Mm. Yes. Okay.
No, you don't, do you?
No, I've got no idea.
I know yes. Salvador Dali.
Oh, okay.
It's not Dali, you buffhead.
Okay. All right. Sure.
All right. Okay. Now, so with your kids, your parenting techniques, are you like a helicopter parent, or are you one of these sort of people who kind of just backs off? Do you give them abuse, or are you really nice to them? I mean, what do you do?
Am I going to admit to giving them abuse?
Yeah.
No. But I'm certainly not a helicopter parent. I'm a. You'll be right. Come on. You'll be right. You'll be right. I'm that parent, and so much so that even my son says. Don't say, can you just not say that? I hate it when you say that. You will be. You'll be right. And worse than that, mm-hmm. my friend Nellie says, oh, God, you're one of those. You say, I've seen six-year-olds make dinner for their whole family in India. I'm one of those. I'm horrible. I've seen whole families that live on a blanket.
Oh.
I'm one of those, you know, like I'm like, be grateful and I'm bad. I'm that, whatever that is, you know.
Michelle, I think there's a part of that in all of us. We all like to hit our kids with some sort of real moral sort of statement like that, you know. Think about those kids who walk to school on glass every day.
Yes, right, I've seen it.
Look how easy you have it. You've got shoes. All right.
But I certainly don't. I'm not a mollycoddler by any stretch of the imagination. And I say to them, because I'm tough, mate. And they go, we know, you're tough. We know, you're tough. Mm. Look, the ground's hot when they've got no shoes on. And I go, oh, God, harden up.
Yeah.
You got to harden up, you kids.
A cup of cement. for you. That's what you're going to have for dinner. And what about with other kids then? Okay, so that's your kids. What do you like with other kids? Are you the same way?
That's a whole other story, isn't it? With other kids, you're always so... am I the only person who's so much kinder to other people's kids? I mean, I was out with my girlfriend, the mums from school, actually. We went for a winery lunch, so you can imagine how that was going. And this little girl came over, and we didn't have our kids, as if you would. And this little girl came over to us, and she had a little puppy dog. And I was just so invested in her and so encouraging. And I was saying, oh, well done, Georgia. Oh, did you teach Poppy to do that? Oh, God, you're so clever, Georgia. You're so clever. And one of the other mums went, oh, my God, if that was your kid, you'd be saying, can you take that thing over there, please? We're trying to talk. We're trying to talk.
So true.
It is so
right?
true. Okay.
It's not just me?
No, it's not just you. Although I will be honest with you, sometimes I like to give out to other kids.
Oh,
do you?
If they're misbehaving, I'm like, oh, stop that. All right, just stop it. And then you get riddled with guilt. You're like, hey, you can't say that to somebody else's kid, can you? You can't, can you?
I've seen Grumpy Dad Damien twice this morning now, and I had no idea he was in there, and I quite like him.
Oh, no, Grumpy Dad's here. Oh, he's in there. Yeah. He comes out, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. You just, you know, get him at the wrong moment and... Oh,
see, Grumpy Dad. You're Grumpy
he's
Dad
sexy.
With grown
I love
kids.
Grumpy Dad.
With other people's kids.
I think he's sexy all right as well.
Oh, dear God, that'll absolutely do me. So, Grumpy Dad with the kids, Grumpy Dad without the kids, there's no changing at all.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, poor Michelle. She has to do it all from her cupboard.
Mm.
She's in her cupboard. Oh, yeah, I've got like a bird's eye view of her cupboard. I can see exactly what's going on in there. And
empty walk-in robe at the moment.
It's not empty. It's not empty. She is really compressed in there with a whole load of clothes all around the place.
Wow.
Yeah, poor thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, stories after coming out of Ireland. Ireland at the moment is in lockdown.
Yeah,
the poor unfortunate. Now, they've been in lockdown for the last couple of months. And Ireland actually went the highest per capita number of cases.
Yeah.
The highest per capita. Up to 8,000 just about a week or so per day.
Sure.
Which is terrible. I mean, that's so many cases. So Ireland have gone into lockdown. And they've just done a stat. All right. And what they've discovered is that because of lockdown, the amount of junk food has increased. The purchasing of junk food, they've had a 60% increase in popcorn. Yes. No, Michelle, I see you're laughing there, but popcorn's an important thing when you're in lockdown, okay?
What else has gone up? What the sales of what else has gone up during Ireland's been in lockdown?
40% increase of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. Very important when you're in lockdown, I reckon.
Has Guinness gone up in sales at all?
That's what I was thinking. It's so wholesome. When we were in lockdown in Melbourne, it was straight grog, straight up alcohol, 24/7. Like, it was just alcohol.
Well, no, I mean, they're saying here that their staggeringly high number of alcohol levels are still staggeringly high. No, nothing has changed there. It's already at an excessive amount. They can't record it any further. You know,
In
comparison, they're even saying here, okay, flour and all the rest has gone up, but you know what has gone down?
What's
okay?
That?
Well, hairspray, cosmetics, and deodorant.
Yes.
Deodorant has gone down, and toothpaste. What is going on? Okay, look, Michelle, you went through a lockdown, okay?
Yep.
Did you stop brushing your teeth?
No, I didn't, but you know what that's about? Dating. There's no dating goes on.
Ah, yes.
So that's why. Yeah. So that's why there's no deodorant or toothpaste needed.
You've no one to impress. Not even your own family. Your family are content with your odor.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, in my habits in that area didn't change because my dating status didn't change, frankly. But I wasn't dating before. But I think for the younger people, and genuinely, I did think about my friends, younger friends who were out and about, my Tinder pals, you know what I mean? My friends who were swiping left and right beforehand. I thought, what are you kids up to? I mean, you know, these are my friends who were going out and about and sort of swiping and going and visiting, making all sorts of new friends over a weekend and, you know, temporary friends, very, very temporary.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, none of that for months and months and months. Probably still, not still. But
yeah.
So that's why you don't need your toothpaste, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Everybody's
and the trouble
it
is,
up together.
Yeah, and then you eat your ice cream and your popcorn, and then when it's Tinder time, you've got your pandemic poundage to deal with. So, I mean,
that's an epidemic in itself, isn't it?
Ooh,
that is a pandemic. The poor, unfortunate Tinder revolution. It's going to be destroyed.
Well, let me tell you this. I am back on the Optifast bars, the meal replacement bars, to deal with my pandemic poundage. And honestly, I cannot buy these in any chemist in Melbourne. Obviously, everyone in Melbourne is on every diet, on every... You know, meal replacement plan. We're trying everything.
The poor people on Tinder dates are saying, "You're nothing like your profile."
Yes.
I mean, nothing like your profile. Like zero.
Yeah.
Is this actually you?
Yeah. And what happened to your teeth? Ooh.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Now with Michelle Laurie here at Wave FM 96.5. Well, Damo, how do you go with putt? Golf, mate.
Oh, look, I'm incredible at it.
Incredible?
Oh, gee. Don't get me started.
I've seen your coordination, so I'm not quite sure that that's in fact true.
Look, you'll never know. That's the whole thing. You don't know. I don't know, to be totally honest. But I like it, though, I got to say.
Yeah.
And there's a new TV show that is coming to Channel 7 tonight.
Yes.
A lot of fun. It's even got a massive American star as one of the hosts.
You might be wondering, why is some American down here talking to us Australians about playing mini golf? Well, it's because Channel 7 paid me a lot of money. Also joining me is Olympic legend, commentator, and professional handsome man, Matt Shervington, or as you like to call him, Shrivo.
Yay!
You bet it is.
Trevo, welcome along, brother.
It's amazing to think that the show's going to start at 7:30. It's... so good. It was such a fun show to shoot. As you heard there, Rob Riggle is a comedy genius. He's been on some amazing, massive Hollywood hits, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street. And if you're a fan of Modern Family, you would have seen him in his role as Gil Thorpe, who was kind of like the nemesis to Phil Dunphy in the real estate business. And I just love him. My kids love him. It was such an honor to work with him, I guess, and really humbling to see how amazing a talent he is. And when you're in the presence of someone like that who can just deliver when it's required, it was just a phenomenal thing.
How was it trying to keep a straight face sometimes? Because he's a funny on the spot sort of guy, and you've got to maintain composure as well.
That's so true. When I first met him, so we were in quarantine up in Brizzy, and we were Zoom meeting sort of every day, and Rob said, "Chervo, you've just got to try and imagine that I'm the guy that I'm the five-year-old kid that tries to keep taking it away, and you've got to bring it back. You've got to keep bringing me back. Imagine Best in Show, like the judges in Best in Show. That was the example he used. So I went and watched the movie Best in Show, and I kind of got an idea of it. So I'm the straight guy, and he's very much the funny guy. But that first night that we shot, my cheeks were just in agony. The lactic acid that was building up from laughing so hard, and then trying to keep a straight face at the same time. It was, it was really cool.
Well, you are laughing all the way through this show. My kids find this show hilarious. The concept is pretty easy. It's mini golf, but with a bit of a wipeout twist as well. People busting their faces open, which is just hilarious.
Yeah, you've explained it really well. So it's mini golf, which we all love to do for putt-putt parties or whatever. And it's the great leveler when you have a really good mini golfer come head-to-head with a dunny door or a windmill blade or a fire-breathing dragon. So, that's exactly it. I mean, if you have watched the American series Wipeout, if you remember long, long, long time ago, it's a knockout. All of those elements are in it. And then in the background, well, in the foreground, I should say, is the competition element of it. So each night, eight contestants will go head-to-head. They do round one, round two, and then a final round. And they're trying to get the plaid jacket, the coveted Holy Moly plaid jacket and golden putter. And what that does is it gives them a ticket through to the grand final where they literally get to putt out for $100,000. So it's pretty amazing. Greg Norman's designed the course, so you can expect it to be pretty good, considering he's won 90 tournaments on the PGA and is a living legend, as we know.
Yeah, yeah. He is a bit of a choker on the putting green, though. We all know that as well, and there's a few chokers you'll be able to see tonight on Holy Moly. It's a great show on 7. Yeah. And Matt Shervington, or Travo, as you will now forever be known as, mate, great to catch up. We look forward to seeing you on the box tonight, mate.
Thanks so much, guys. Good to chat.
Yeah, you too, Shervo. And I've got to be honest, it is probably one of the real funny shows that is on Australian television.
I love it. I've got to say, okay, we've had sneak previews of it, and it really and truly already addictive. Yeah. It's a good one.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.